The world watched in horror yesterday as the Cathedral of Notre Dame in Paris caught fire and burned. Among those watching from afar were Dillingham High School students who had visited the famous cathedral on a school trip less than a month ago. I talked to a few of those students, and I have these voices.
My name is Grant Williams, and I'm a senior.
It was one of the first places we stopped when we got to Paris. It was really cool to go inside of the church. There was definitely a lot of tourism, but there was also church being held while we went in, so it was really cool. It's kind of crazy to think of it burning down now, but I'm just trying to remember all the things that I saw while I was in there that I didn't get pictures of.
What were some of the things that stuck out to you most about visiting the cathedral?
The amount of people still using it. There were quite a few people there praying.
I'm Jaden Mayer. I'm a 12th grader.
I'm Lakia Chu. I'm an 11th grader.
So in the news, you guys have been hearing about the Notre Dame catching on fire.
Yeah. That was crazy.
We were just there. I think there's a few Americans that just went there and be like, wow, we just went to that and we came back to America and be like, it's caught on fire a month later almost. So that's pretty shocking.
I guess at least we got a chance to see it before that.
Yeah.
What were some of your impressions of that?
Notre Dame, with like the glass, because we don't really have glass, stained glass here, so I thought that was pretty cool.
And it's pretty amazing to see like how much attention they paid all the little intricate details, especially for, maybe it's not that old, but it feels like it's that old.
Yeah.
And just to see how much time and effort and how beautiful it actually was for how old it was.
So we had to keep quiet and walk through. We can use flash, so we just took pictures, and it was pretty cool to hear what they had to say. And of course, it was in a different language, but I thought it was pretty cool to hear it.
My name is Madison Williams. I'm a senior at Dillingham High School, and I went with the English class to London and Paris.
So tell me about your experience in Notre Dame.
I specifically didn't go because I have really bad knee problems, so I didn't want to walk around. So I was in the garden next to it. It was really beautiful, but I got to see the building from outside, which was amazing. But even though I didn't go in, I'm still shocked because I grew up with the movie, The Hunchback of Notre Dame, so I'm still in shock. I'm still processing it. The friends that we made from different states are just in shock as we are. So,
my name is Evelyn Corbett. I am a 11th grader. It was really big, and they all spoke in French and Latin, obviously. But I mean, like, it was really cool to listen to them talk. Most of the congregation that we saw, because we came in like right as they were starting service time, were like maybe over 60. I'd say 87% of the congregation was over 60. And giant windows, they were very pretty. The thing about things like the Notre Dame is that it doesn't matter like what your nationality is or what your religion is. It's still a huge piece of history. And it's been preserved for so long, and it's just so amazing to see that kind of thing in real life.
Those were a few of the Dillingham High School students who traveled to England and France last month. As part of that school trip, they visited the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris.